Hello, and welcome to our very first Talking Sense podcast. And today, we've got four tips to help you get this bread and build wealth.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
So we're going to talk just a little bit about what it takes to build wealth today, but let's start with just a little bit about you, Mark. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I am a 90s kid. My Enneagram is I'm a type 3, wing 2, which AKA, I guess, is the enchanter. My Myers-Briggs is an ENFP, and I guess depending on the day. Professionally, I got my degree in finance, licensed as a financial advisor. My favorite shows are The Office, That 70 Show, Suits. So I guess if you put it all together, that means that I am a financial advisor, or really, you know, and somebody who is planning to enchant you with next level dad jokes and quotes about The Office. So there you go.
Got it. So we're going to be enchanted. That's what you're promising. Okay. Well, I'm Teresa Arago. I am a mom of many. And so a big part of my passion in us doing this podcast is when I was growing up, there were a lot of things I just did not know. And when we were talking around The Office, we talked about how there are a lot of tips that would have helped us along our way. So Mark and I are going to be trying to help you by sharing some of the things we've learned since we've joined this industry. I've been with Gen Wealth for about 8 years now, and a financial advisor for 5. So today, again, we're talking about tips to build wealth. So we're going to give you a few of those, and some of them may not seem so new to you, but you may not realize the impact of them. So that's what we're going to be trying to help you with. So our first tip is going to be get out of debt.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. Especially what we want to let you know is that we're going to tell it to you straight, right? So that you understand what we mean when we encounter each one of these topics. So basically, what we want you to know with this is that the longer that you're in debt, right, the longer that you're putting wealth into other person's or another person's pocket. So the longer that you're in it, you're just increasing their wealth. So what you need to do is, again, find out what the steps are to minimizing that debt and getting that under control.
The average interest rate currently, or in 2020, was over 16%. So you think of your debts as what you owe for the item, but you really end up paying a lot more for that same item when you go into debt and you have to pay those interest rates. So anything you can do to get out of those. And there's this thing called the rule of 72, and it's a mathematical way for us to decide how long it takes for something to double. And that works in investments, but it also works when you're talking about interest that you're paying. So if we go with that 16%, then that means that your balance will have doubled in 4.5 years if you didn't pay it off. So you would have paid double for that item that you purchased if you did it on debt.
That's pretty incredible. So we typically talk about the rule of 72 in terms of savings, actually, during our conversations with clients. It's one of the things that we tell folks, hey, you know, if over time you have a savings rate of about 8%, right? And that means that if you divide 72 by 8, it gives you 9. That means that over 9 years, you would double your savings, right? Mm-hmm. So but the opposite is true for your credit card interest. So that's a pretty staggering statistic, actually, and doesn't make me feel really good.
No. And one thing a lot of people don't realize is if you're just making the minimum payment, you're not likely to pay off that debt in a very easy time. I mean, it can take a long time. And some debts, when we've got a debt snowball software called Debt Analyzer that we can utilize to help our clients. And there are times when I put in that number that they're paying monthly, it tells me it will never pay off the debt. Mm-hmm. So it's important to understand what that looks like long term. And again, we've got a free download for the debt snowball. If you guys would like to get your hands on that, just let us know and we can send that to you. Our second concept is max out your match. How many people have we talked to who are not getting the full match at work?
It's really sad because it's something that you would think is a no-brainer. I mean, any time that somebody gives you free money, I mean, you take it, right? Actually, as I was thinking about this, I thought about how outrageous it would be if I stood, you know, out on the side of the road, like you see, you know, people do, and, you know, asking for money. But if instead I was giving people money, right? Mm-hmm. Like at standing out there with a sign that said, "You give me a dollar, I give you two." Right. And like how I wonder what the reaction would be, you know?
Well, and we've dealt with this before. If I came out here and I said, "Hey, if you hand me a dollar, I'll give you two," you're going to find a dollar. And we understand that there's some delayed gratification to that employer plan, but you're getting 100% return on every dollar that they're matching for you. So before you do anything else, make sure you're not walking away from free money at your employer. A statistic in 2019, a study done by Vanguard, said the most common 401k match scenario, about 71% of companies have a 50% match up to 6% of your pay. So, you know, a lot of people actually have 100% up to 3. So you've got a lot of different options out there. You've got to understand it to be able to utilize it. So take the time to do that and don't walk away from free money.
That's right. So identify, you know, what the rules are for your own specific plan, because like Teresa said, it might be, you know, 50 cents on a dollar up to that 6%. So what that would mean is that you would have to contribute 12% so that you're getting the maximum match out of your employer's match. So understanding that it's a big deal, and also the vesting periods, right? So how long do you have to be in the plan in order for you to get the money that they're putting into it? So have you seen that also be a factor in planning for folks?
We've had people come into the office who have switched jobs and they didn't realize the vesting schedule worked the way it did. So they thought they had a certain amount in their plan and it turns out they didn't because that match wasn't all theirs. So it's important that you understand that. And if you need some help with that, we're happy to do that for you. But the key is you've got to shift your focus to the future. You've got to be thinking long term with that and not focused on just what's going in your bank account. So creating that space in your budget would be great for that, which leads to our next point. Mark, you want to get into that one for us?
Well, what we want to make sure is that you're not dumb with your money. And this actually kind of reminds me of an episode of The Office. Mm-hmm. You know, when Michael's having some money problems. And so he walks into the break room, and everybody's been talking about his money problems, mm-hmm. right? So they're like, "Michael, are you having money problems?" And he says, "I'm not having monkey problems, right?" So you really want to avoid having monkey problems at all costs mm-hmm. here.
And what used to be keeping up with the Joneses has turned into keeping up with the Kardashians in many ways. You know, people used to try to keep up with their neighbors and have all the things. And I experienced this when my husband finished college and we were starting our lives out. All of our neighbors were getting boats and new cars and all these things. And there was a time where we said, "Man, what are we doing wrong?" Mm-hmm. And then we realized they just had debt and lots of it. Yeah. So got to watch that.
Yeah. And back in the day, you know, it was just what you saw your neighbors having, mm-hmm. right? But now you can see what not just your neighbors have, but all of your friends, right? All of your colleagues, because of social media. So it puts an increased pressure on how you live. And to a certain extent, I mean, that's not fair, right? Because we're not all born into the same environment mm-hmm. And we have all different experiences. So we're obviously not Kardashians, right? So if you find yourself, throwing a party that costs $50,000 like the Kardashians did, or, buying an $88 million home, I'm pretty sure that's going to make a significant dent in your wallet.
Yes. And I think, you know, sometimes we see people on Facebook or Instagram and they have all of this extravagant stuff that we feel like maybe we're falling behind. There's always a cost to that. So just remember, if your goal is financial freedom, that might be time to stop looking at that and thinking about what matters most to you. What do you value and what do you want from day to day for your family?
And look, there's nothing wrong with treating yourself. Actually, in our plans, one of the things that we focus on quite a bit is making sure that people are factoring in mm-hmm. fun money into their budget because, again, you're not a robot. It's not something that you have to just put your head down and just do and bear it. But, you do it in stages and increments. And the more that you do it, like budgeting, like anything else, mm-hmm. the better that you become at it. So, to really sum it up, you know, we want you to have a plan, because ultimately, mm-hmm. as you follow a plan, that will help you reach your goals in a much better way.
There are a lot of people that we talk with that when we ask them why do you do this or why do you do that? Why is it important to you? They don't necessarily always have an answer. You know, when we talk to them about even employer plan savings, well, that's great. Why are you putting in the dollar amount you're putting in? If you had a plan, think of it like a roadmap. When you're going on a trip, you wouldn't, for me, I wouldn't dare go just about anywhere without knowing that I'm going to have Google Maps or a handy map in my car, because it's important to know where you're trying to go. And we believe a plan is the single most helpful tool for building wealth.
And one of the biggest tools that we have now at our disposal is something that we are launching here in the next few weeks called MoneyWorks. And so with MoneyWorks, it's a new platform, which is a financial wellness tool meant to provide knowledge and personalized custom advice for you, right? So as we get together and consult with you about your goals, your needs, it's putting the ease of technology with the power of a relationship with an advisor, again, to provide you tools and resources so that you are well-equipped, again, with that foundational knowledge in finance to let you know what you need to do with your money.
And I think a lot of people, you know, anybody could get on the internet and Google something and look up tools. But the difference here is there's a lot of information on the internet, but not a lot of wisdom. So this filters out the junk for you already. You're already on a trusted site that has trusted information that's been vetted and proven with research. Mm-hmm. And then you add to that the power of an advisor. And it gives you to me, it's like having a personal trainer for your financial future. Mm-hmm. You get those tools, you get the coaching. And it's something I wish I had access to. It's not exactly like that robo-advisor where you're getting on there and it's just some algorithm running all the information for you.
Right. It's not giving you the same, you know, advice that it just gave 100 other people. So mm-hmm. what it really is the financial education that you wish you had gotten in school, right? Teresa was just talking about that. You know, we all wish that we had learned about credit cards, that we would have learned about credit scores and mm-hmm. how to manage debt, how to balance a budget, you know, things like that. So it's that's really what it is, as well as teaching advanced concepts in personal finance.
So, and with all of that, your cost is basically about $1 a day. So if you're interested in learning about MoneyWorks, go to mymoney.works or text MoneyWorks to 501-381-5228 and someone on our team will reach out to you. Another option out there that we're offering that we use in our practice is something called Money Guide. So you've got that investor who really, they need to build that financial foundation. They need to learn those tools so that they can build their wealth. And then you've got those who are a little bit further into their financial journey. This is a goals-based planning tool that helps us balance life and money and prepare for our future. It addresses things like saving for college, when you should start thinking about Social Security and understanding those different strategies, how likely you are at retirement to be successful. It gives you kind of a score that helps you understand what your chances are of being successful in retirement.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest questions that we get a lot of mm-hmm. time, right? We get folks that come in and ask us, hey, am I on track for retirement? Well, that score that Teresa was just talking about is the probability of success, right? So to let you know, hey, how good are you doing currently with your plan?
And to get that, you go to getreadyforthefuture.com/moneyguide to get access to our team for that. And or you can text MoneyGuide to 501-381-5228. So again, we've got MoneyWorks and MoneyGuide dealing with two different aspects of your life, but both of those useful to you and both of those coming with an advisor involved. So it's not just you trying to go it alone. It's getting a plan in place on paper, on purpose for you.
Yeah.
So okay. To finish it off, what do you got there?
Yes. So our last segment here are 2 cents, mm-hmm. right? So prioritize your own financial independence, right? Nobody's going to do it for you, right? Mm-hmm. So this is something that you got to take head on. Get out of debt, max out your match. And Teresa, what are our last two?
Don't be dumb with your money mm-hmm. and make sure you've got a plan. Feeling secure about your financial future really starts with how you see it. If you have taken the time to look at your future and have that positive attitude and make some positive moves, you're going to be much more likely to get there. We've got 10 ways to shift your perspective of planning in our free download. It's called What's the Plan? A Manifesto for Your Life, Your Worth, and What Happens Next. So if you'd like to access any of those tools that we've got, our website is getreadyforthefuture.com, or you can text PLAN to 501-381-5228 to get your copy today.
Get your hands on it.
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you joining us today. We hope that you've learned some sense today during our Talking Sense podcast. I'm Teresa Arago.
And I'm Mark Sorio. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. If you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The GenWealth team is available for you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investments, and no strategy can assure success.
GenWealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.